Chaitanya Charitamrita, October 24th, 2010. And yet we left Lord Chaitanya dancing in ecstasy with his devotees, and that's certainly a one way to attain bhava bhakti, hear and chant and dance in ecstasy for the pleasure of Gauranga and Krishna. And this is, we're concluding this story, Gauranga's Sandhya Arti Kirtan Ecstasy. We have our Sandhya Arti in our various temples. This is tradition in temples all over India. It's part of the Pancharatrika Vidhi, worship Archan Marak, worship of the Lord, to honor the Lord and create auspicious atmosphere in the temple and the neighboring area in the morning, noon, and evening, and intervals in between. So this is called the Sandhya, Sandhya Artik. Everyone is familiar with the prayer, or let's say the song we sing every evening. And that prayer, of course, is a Leela Kirtan. It comes under the category of Leela Kirtan. And it's actually Astakaliya Leela Kirtan, because that song, the Gaur Arti song, is describing the eternal pastimes of Gauranga and Nitya Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya goes to Srivastakur's house in the spiritual world, in this world, in the spiritual world also. And he's worshipped in the Singhasan by his Parishads, as our Radha and Krishna also worshipped in the Govindastali, the Yogapit, and at Guptakund in the morning, and the Litas Kunj in the afternoon at Radhakund, and Govindastali in Vrindavan near the Yamuna before the commencement of the Rasa dance. And that's described in the Pranam prayer by Krishna's Kaviraj, Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpa Jumada, Srimad Ratnagara Sima Sanasto, Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo, Preshta Alibi, Sevyamano Smarami. So that prayer describes the Yogapit formation and meditation of the sadhaka to render service there and to remember that. And the three junctures of the day, the Lord is also worshipped Nitya Leela by the Parishads in Guptakund at Nandagaon behind Brindakund, and that's in the morning at sunrise, and then at noontime here and there in the evening. Of course, it's later in the evening. Now it's evening time, so we sing this song, Kiba Jayo Jayo Gora Chandi Aroti Kashoba, on the banks in on banks of the Ganga, Shiva Sangam, and all the Parishads are there, and then they worship Lord Chaitanya, and then they commence the evening pastimes at the Sandhya or juncture of the day, the close of the day and the beginning of night. So that same time period, in a new location, in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya is having his pastimes, and with his associates, and they're taking darshan in Jagannath Laya, and they're dancing around the temple and pausing for some time in the back of the temple to dance, and he's engaged in various dances in the mood of Ras Leela, the Tandava Nritya, and that's where we left off yesterday, and I think we can conclude the story today. Because in Rasa dance, it's so much parallel and so much helpful to enter the understanding of the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna, to hear about Gaur Leela. Because as Krishna is dancing with Radharani, then he orders different sakis, because Krishna is the only Purusha there in the Rasa dance, and everyone else is saki. He says, okay, Lalita, you dance, and okay, you dance. He orders different ones to dance. So Lord Chaitanya is doing the same thing. And this verse 227 from chapter 11 of this story, Madhya Leela, the Gaur Arti ecstatic pastime of Lord Chaitanya. Bahushana Nritya Kari Prabhusti Rahaila Chari Mahantere Tabe Nachite Agyadila. After dancing for a long time, Mahaprabhu became still, Prabhustira, and he ordered four personalities to begin to dance. Nachite Agyadila Chari Mahant. Four personalities. Char Mahant. And these are Mahants. The Mahant is a Maha. It's the end of Mahatma is a Mahant, is a very great personality. Who are those four people? These are all Mahants. One Mahant was Nityananda Prabhu. Another Mahant was Rakeshwara Pandit, and then Srivas Thakur. And that's one and two. Oh, and then Advaitacharya. Nityananda and Advaita, and then Rakeshwara and Shiva. So three of them were the Panchatattva, then Rakeshwara. Eka Sampradaya Nache Nityananda Rai Advaita Acharya Nache Arya Sampradaya Ara Sampradaya Nache Pandit Prakrishwar Shivas Nache Ara Sampradaya Bitar Madhya Rahi Mahaprabhu Karina Darshan Tahaneka Aishwarya Tanra Haila Prakatan Charidike Nirchagite Kari Jatajan Sabedeke Prabhu Kari Amare Darshan. Translation. In one group, Nityananda Prabhu began to dance, and another group, Advaita, began to dance. Rakeshwara Pandit danced in another, and Shivas in a fourth. While this dancing was going on, Mahaprabhu watched them and performed a miracle. Prakatan. Oh, it's Aishwarya. Oh, it's Ek Aishwarya. Ek Aishwarya Prakat. Ekaishwarya, he showed some, he manifested some opulence, some amazing situation. What was that miracle? Charideke nitya gite kare jata jan, sabideke prabhu kare amare darshan, charijanera nitya dekite prabhu rabilash, se abilashe kare aishwarya prakash. Mahaprabhu stood in the middle of the dancers, and all the dancers in all directions perceived that Mahaprabhu was looking at them. Sabdeki Prabhu Amare Darshan. Wanting to see the dancing of the four Mahants, or great personalities, Nityananda, Advaita, Prakrishwara, and Shivas, Mahaprabhu exhibited this miracle of seeing everyone simultaneously. Does this sound like Krishna's rasa dance? Yes, it sounds like Krishna's rasa dance. Every gopi felt that Krishna was dancing. She saw Krishna next to her. One gopi had her arms on the shoulder of another gopi. And then another gopi on this side. Like this, right? But in the middle, those two, in the middle is Krishna with his arm around her waist. So Krishna has his arm around the waist of this gopi, and then this gopi, and then like this, and they were dancing like this. You see, Krishna had his arms around the waist of the gopis, and the gopis had their arms like this across Krishna into the other gopi, and they're dancing like this. And each gopi, and those thousands and millions of gopis in the rasa dance, she felt and she saw that Krishna is only dancing with me and he's not dancing with anyone else. And that same phenomenon is being exhibited 500 years ago in Jagannath Puri. That's why Srila Prabhupada said that this Sankirtan performance is in the mood of Rasa-lila. Darshane avesha tanra deki matrajan kemane chudike deki iha jane nahi jane. Everyone who saw Mahaprabhu could understand that he was performing a miracle, Aishwarya Prakatan. But they did not know how it was that he could see on all four sides. Pulina bojane jena Krishna madhye stan chodikera sakakai amare nehan. In Krishna's Braj Leela, he used to sit on the banks of the Yamuna, Pulina bojan, madhye stan. Pulina bojane madhye stane, Jamuna pulinne Ami Jamuna, there's that song, Jamuna Pulini, the banks of the Jamuna. Madhyasthan means situated in the middle, sitting in the middle, Chodikara Saka. On the banks of the Yamuna, Krishna would sit in the midst of his friends in the center, and every single coward boy perceived that Krishna was looking at him. In the same way, when Mahaprabhu observed the dancing, everyone saw that Mahaprabhu was facing him directly. Nityakarite je aise sannidhane Mahaprabhu kare tanre drida alingane. When someone came nearby while dancing, Mahaprabhu would tightly embrace him. Mahanirtya Mahaprema Mahasankirtan Deki Prema Veshe Bhase Nila Chalajan. Upon seeing the great dancing, great love, and great Sankirtan, all the people of Puri floated in an ecstatic ocean of love. Prema Veshe Bhase. Bhase means to float. Prema Veshe, they were floating in ecstatic love, the Nila Chala Janas. Nilachala Prabhu Amar, was it? Nilachala Amar Prabhu Jaya Jagannath, Nilachala Amar Prabhu Jaya Maha Nirtya Maha Prema Maha Sankirtan. Gajapati Rajashuni Kirtana Mahatwa Atalika Chari Deki Swagana Sahita Kirtana Dakiya Rajar Haila Chamatkar Prabhu Ke Milite Ut Kanta Bhadila Apar. Hearing that great Sankirtan, King Pratapruja climbed to the top of his palace and watched the performance with his personal associates, Swagan Sahita. The king was astonished to see Mahaprabhu's kirtan, and the king's anxiety to meet him increased unlimitedly. Chamatkar, Prabhu Milite, Dekia, Kirtan Dekia Chamatkar. When he saw that Kirtan, it was Chamatkar, amazing, astonishing. I must meet him, this great personality. See how he's dancing in Mahaprem, Mahasankirtan. Kirtan Samaptye Prabhu, Deki Push Panjali, Sarva Vaishnava Lana Prabhu, Aila Vasachali, after Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu watched the offering of flowers to the Jagannath deity. Then all the Vaishnavas returned to Gambira with Mahaprabhu. Padicha niya dila prasada vistar sabare bantiya taha dilena ishvara. The superintendent of the temple brought large quantities of Jagannath Mahaprasad ki jai. Wish I was there. Mahaprabhu personally distributed all the prasad. Mahaprabhu personally distributed the prasad to the devotees. Mahaprabhu is serving Radha Krishna Yugal, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna. Radharani is serving her Sakhi Manjaris. Radharani is taking Krishna's remnants, and then she says, "Oh, please take this Rupa Manjari." And Radharani is serving her Manjaris. Sometimes she gives a tumble from her mouth to the Manjaris. Radharani, you can't do that. Radharani, stop, you can't serve your manjaris. You can't, I'll take that. That's what Sakhi takes. No, she serves. She says, hey, Bali Dasi, hey, Dasi. Radharani ki jai. So there was a big kirtan, and they were dancing, and then Mahaprasad. Then afterwards, Sabari Vidaya Dila Karite Shayan E Mata Lila Kare Sachiranandan. Finally, they all departed to rest in bed. In this way, Mahaprabhu or Sachinanda performed his pastimes. Yavadachila Sabe Mahaprabhu Sange Pratidine E Mata Kare Kirtan Range. As long as the devotee stayed in Puri with Mahaprabhu, the pastime of Sankirtan was performed with great jubilation every day, because they stayed there for 4 months, so for 120 days they had 120 Sankirtan performances, not 190. So you did too many. After 120 days, then you take a break. Because they were there for 4 months, and then they went back to Bengal, and then he didn't have the same program. He went into Brajabhava more. Eta Kayulun Prabhu Kirtana Vilas Jeva Ihas Shunehaya Chaitanya Das. In this way, I, Krishna's Kaviraj, have explained the Lord's pastimes of Sankirtan. I bless everyone with this benediction. By listening to this description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and his Sandhya Artik, his ecstatic Leela, you will surely become a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Das, Kirtan Vilas. So that's a very nice blessing. Shune Haya. Anyone who hears this, so we certainly pray that this boon and this ashirvad and blessing, Shuti fall of Krishna's Kaviraj will fall up, descend upon our heads, undeserving that we are, and we may also be the recipients of that great fortune to become true and pure servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which means we'll become pure devotees and servants of Radharani. So now, by the Lord's grace, and tomorrow we'll start a new story. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.